McQuaid, a dialogue can change minds and hearts to respect life, written and read by Marianne Wyon. Scripture offers advice on how to communicate the gospel of life to people influenced by the culture of death, Deirdre McQuaid told pro-life supporters attending the third annual Catholic Pro-Life Dinner on March 3rd in Indianapolis. Jesus' conversation with the Samaritan woman at the well can help pro-life supporters talk to abortion-minded people, she said, and even change their minds and hearts to respect life. Abortion doesn't help women, she said, but often they know somebody who has had an abortion, and they feel like they can't call themselves pro-life because that would mean I reject her. McQuaid, who is a U.S. bishop's primary spokesperson on abortion and related life issues, said an estimated 47 million unborn babies have been killed in abortion since 1973, but actually, we have no idea just how much blood has been spilled because of abortion in this country, and that's just the United States. The scripture passage from the Gospel of John, John chapter 4, verses 1 through 42, helps us trust that God is at work in and through us, she said, and that even the most ardent advocates of abortion rights, euthanasia, assisted suicide, and embryonic stem cell research are able to commit to the dignity of all persons from conception to natural death. McQuaid said 10 specific moments related in this gospel story can help people build a culture of life in society. First, people of faith need to commit to a life of holiness in order to go through foreign territories and evangelize others, she said. Along the way, they need to pause for sustenance often through prayer and the sacraments. Christians also need to meet others where they live, McQuaid said, not where we want or need them to be. By starting a conversation and nurturing a relationship, she said, they can engage people in dialogue about life issues rather than alienating them with harsh language. Assume goodwill, she explained. Then listen to their opinions, acknowledge the truth in what they say, and speak the truth to them in love, because incomplete truth really serves no one. Next, honor their questions, she said, and offer them something better in order to move them toward the fullness of truth, the life-giving teachings and practices of the Church, and the sacraments. Finally, expect results, McQuaid said. We have no idea how God is using us, at least not this side of heaven. Look up and see that the fields are ripe for harvest. It is always possible to do the right thing. God's grace is sufficient. It also helps to offer a quick prayer to the Holy Spirit, she said, for help in finding the right words that will suffuse them with ease and lead them to conversion, as Jesus did with the Samaritan woman at the well. God somehow enters into the brokenness and nastiness of our lives and suffuses it with His Spirit when we're open to it, McQuaid said. We, like Jesus, are called to engage others for the culture of life. This is the work of evangelization. This is what we can do to create the thirst in people. Then say, Jesus Christ is the only answer to that thirst, and making life-affirming choices and serving your neighbor are the ways we live that out in gratitude to God's goodness to us. Pro-life supporters also heard a testimonial from Christy Mack of Gary, Indiana, who had an abortion several years ago, then chose life during a crisis pregnancy last year, and received help from the Gabriel Project. During the dinner, a diocesan priest and 6 lay volunteers in central and southern Indiana received Pro Vita Awards for distinguished service to the cause of life. The award recipients are Father Sean Whittington, chaplain and religion teacher at Father Michael Shaw Memorial Junior Senior High School in Madison, Christ the King parishioner Elizabeth Sawinski of Indianapolis, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton parishioner Kathleen Sadler of Carmel, Indiana, in the Lafayette Diocese, St. Pius X parishioners Tom and Jackie Porto of Indianapolis, St. John the Apostle parishioner Pat Carr of Bloomington, and St. Thomas More parishioner Bernadette Roy of Mooresville. Servants of the Gospel of Life, Sister Diane Carollo, director of the Archdiocesan Office for Pro-Life Ministry, said after the dinner that she appreciated McQuaid's comments about ways to talk with people who support the culture of death in society. What struck me about her thoughts was the emphasis that Jesus always met people where they were and tried to take them beyond that in terms of doing God's will, Sister Diane said. In order to accomplish that, he always initiated a dialogue and was always open to the other person. And that openness is where the truth can slip in. I think in our dealings with people who are so-called pro-choice, she said, what we have to do is meet them where they're at and try to take them beyond that, utilizing a dialogue and finding common ground where possible, but always leaving that openness so that God's truth can enter into that person's heart, mind, and soul. We don't want to be so abrasive that we close off any possibility or hinder God trying to have an impact on that person. The third annual fundraiser was sponsored by the Office for Pro-Life Ministry, the Gabriel Project of Indiana, and Catholics United for the Faith. The Office for Pro-Life Ministry and the Gabriel Project collaborate, and all the good that is accomplished is made possible by a network of volunteers, Sister Diane said. The Pro-Life Office has many programs, and this dinner helps bring in the necessary funds to continue to work effectively in pro-life ministry.